Tennessee's governor is starting to announce the new board members of 6 public universities. This is the next step in a historic power shift in the state's higher education system, WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
The universities in the Tennessee Board of Regents, like MTSU, Tennessee State, and Austin Peay, are in the process of essentially splitting off. And part of that is each school getting its own governing board. This was a somewhat divisive idea at first, but East Tennessee State University's president, Brian Noland, was always a fan.
They'll have a laser-sharp focus on the needs of our university and the needs of the region that we call home.
More concretely, the board will have extensive administrative powers. It will oversee hiring and academic curricula. It'll establish campus policies. It'll also approve the school's operating budget, although the Tennessee Board of Regents will still have a say, too. Noland says he and others at the school were consulted about who they wanted to see on the board, but the final decision came from the governor. ETSU's board, for example, includes a mix of prominent East Tennessee business owners, university alumni, and one high-profile elected official, Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.